Bob Rivers in the morning and the greatest hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s. This is 95.7 KJRFM and HD1 Seattle, an iHeartRadio station.
Hey, I'm meteorologist MJ McDermott from the Q13 Fox Weather Center. A few showers left this morning, a little breezy. This afternoon, partial clearing, and temperatures take a dive today. It was 55 at midnight. This afternoon, only the upper 40s.
This report is brought to you by White's Wonderland of Christmas. Why stay in traffic when you could escape to White's Wonderland of Christmas? Surround yourself with everything you love about the season. Right now, all artificial trees are 20% off. Just minutes off I-5 in Linwood. Visit whites.com.
Introducing An American Story with Tom Brokaw. Award-winning journalist and author Tom Brokaw covers newsworthy current events, historic figures, and notable moments in history that impact the lives of Americans today.
Here's a confession you may not expect. For whatever success I had later in life, it began with failure in college. I came out of high school a whiz kid and went right off the rails. Too much booze, too many co-eds, too many missed classes. Finally, I got my bearings and recovered. So I have been thinking, why shouldn't colleges offer evening seminars from people like me called simply life? How to manage your finances that are suddenly more than beer money? What websites give you the best advice on job deportment? This should be a fixed offering at any institution with speakers and mentors from real life, not from the faculty. Reaching back to my college days, for example, I could instruct a class on how to tap a keg. But maybe that's not what I had in mind. I'm Tom Brokaw, and this is An American Story.
Get ready. Black Friday is coming to your Fred Meyer. On Friday, November 29th, from 5 a.m. to noon, discover outstanding Black Friday deals throughout the store. Save big on hundreds of items in one easy stop. Only at Fred Meyer. What's on your list?
Hey, I'm Richard Sherman from your Seattle Seahawks. You mad? You mad at your internet? I was with my cable provider. That's why I switched to CenturyLink high-speed home internet. You can, too. Check out CenturyLink's best internet offers online.
Hey, folks, Spike O'Neill here for Good Feet. You know, I went to a Good Feet store near the Alderwood Mall. It's on the perimeter by the Fatburger store. There are two Good Feet stores in Puget Sound, by the way. There's also one down at South Center Parkway across from the Nordstrom Rack. The Good Feet stores, they're America's number one arch support specialist. They know what they're doing, and nobody does it better. There's an arch support technician on site at every store. Now, I spend a lot of money on footwear. I've got great riding boots for my bike. I've got great running shoes, but I always hurt. Every time I put my feet on the floor, they hurt. Went to a Good Feet store, they fitted me on site with the right arch supports. They measured how I walk, where my balance points were. And that day, the technician fitted me with arch supports that immediately started to make my feet feel better. Now, a couple months later, I can't even remember foot pain. I can do anything I want. I don't do as much as I should, but it's not foot pain that keeps me from doing the things in my life that matter. I play with my kid. I get to walk and work out. All the things I wasn't doing because of foot pain. You know, they can do the same thing for you. Goodfeet.com is a website, or stop in one of the two stores. Foot pain sucks. Walk through life with Good Feet.
It's Macy's biggest one-day sale Wednesday, with a preview day Tuesday. Get the lowest prices of the season on mattresses from Sealy, Serta, Beautyrest, Stearns & Foster, iComfort, and more. Get a Sealy Cushion Firm Queen Set for $247, or a Beautyrest Classic Firm Queen Set for $397. Shop our stores, go to Macy's.com, or call 1-800-MACY-BED. Macy's biggest one-day sale Wednesday, with a preview day Tuesday. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
This holiday, Dragon speech recognition goes way beyond you talk and it types. With Dragon, you ask, it finds, making online shopping a snap. You imagine, it captures, composing holiday recipes and email with amazing accuracy. You comment, it tweets, posting season's greetings to social media with just a word. And you give, it impresses, because Dragon is the perfect gift for anyone with a computer, a voice, and something to say. Find Dragon at Amazon, Best Buy, or online at getdragon.com.
At Loma Linda University Health, we are driven by a mission to heal, to teach, to innovate, to serve. It's a mission that we live every day, a commitment deeply rooted in our faith. At Loma Linda University Health, health and wellness is more than something we believe, it's something we live. To join us in our mission of health and wellness, visit us at lluhealth.org.
All right, I want to ask you something, but you have to promise not to laugh at me.
Okay, what?
Do you think the State Farm jingle really works?
Like, for real? Like, if you sing the jingle, will your agent actually appear and help you out?
Yeah.
Of course it works. I saw it on the internet.
In reality, having your own State Farm agent means having a real person to help you when you need them. Visit statefarm.com to find your Seattle-Tacoma area agent.
For over 65 years, Group Health Cooperative has stood for healthcare and healthcare coverage working together on the same side. Yours. Today, we continue to share one goal. Group Health. Get started at ghc.org/onegoal.
Saturday, December 28th at 7 and 10 p.m. at Tulalip Resort Casino.
Well, isn't that special?
Pretty young, wait.
Dana Carvey, live and on stage.
And I don't think there's a tougher name to run for president in America than Barack Hussein Obama. What could be harder? Hi, I'm Charles Manson. Hitler, I'd like your vote.
Tickets are on sale now at Tulalip Resort Casino box office and Ticketmaster.com.
You're just too marvelous for words.
Unrivaled luxury, incomparable hospitality, captivating intrigue and excitement, experience indulgence, truly beyond marvelous. Seattle's only four-diamond entertainment destination, Tulalip Resort Casino.
Too marvelous for words.
When things get busy, the less you have to think about, the better. So this holiday season, it's great to know you can depend on your neighborhood QFC. It's a great place to pick up all those everyday items you need. Whether it's a quick and easy meal solution for dinner, extra napkins when you're having friends over, or extra batteries, just in case. You'll find all those everyday basics in one stop at your neighborhood QFC. It's convenience you can count on right where you do your regular grocery shopping. And that helps keep the holidays light. Find the freshness and quality you expect and more of what you need this holiday season every day at QFC.
Bring home one Private Selection frozen turkey for just 59 cents a pound. Limit one with additional $30 minimum purchase. A Private Selection turkey is plump and juicy and the perfect centerpiece for your holiday meal. Some restrictions apply. All prices with Advantage Card. QFC, you know it's going to be good.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. And during our holiday sampling event, November 22nd through 27th, come in and taste why Sam's Club is the perfect place to save on delicious holiday entertaining. Sample artisan cheeses, premium meats, plus decadent desserts. Don't miss the holiday taste of Sam's Club, November 22nd through 27th. Sam's Club. Holidays are better when you're in the club.
This report brought to you by Allstate.
From the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center, good morning. We are seeing some heavier volumes right now. Northbound 405 through the S-curves already starting to pick up a bit there. It does break up after State Route 900. Then you're just going to see some crowding through the Kennedale Hill. We are seeing some rain coming down quite a bit in a few areas, so take it easy. Those on and off ramps a little slippery today. Northbound I-5 through Federal Way. Also starting to see congestion from about 320th all the way up into the South Center Hill.
Hitting the road this Thanksgiving to visit family and friends? Before you start the drive, help make sure you're protected with Allstate. Get the coverage you need and the discounts you deserve. For a free quote, talk to an Allstate agent today. Allstate, changing car insurance for good.
You're listening to The Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
I got my membership in 1982. Owning a VCR was relatively new. Take home a new release of Terminator 2.
Hasta la vista, baby.
And then the tapes gave way to new technology. The VHS were all replaced by DVDs. So we would never have to pay rewinding fees. But now our children will never know them.
Leaves home for movies no more.
The movies came to DVRs.
It's fun watching progress, seeing how fast things go out of business, new things come into business. And I think we should have saved the video stores. I think we should have had public assistance for the video stores. We should have preserved that part of Americana,
yeah.
A bailout. Well, where's the guy with the piercing going to work now? Because the barista jobs are pretty taken. And
that's a woman's arena, the barista.
Yeah, and you know what I miss? I mean, he was like the disc jockey of videos. He was the person to tell you what was coming up, what you just saw, and what was likely to be good, right?
There are very few experts in their field.
Yeah.
And the video store employee...
It was one of them.
Well, he was one of the few, yeah.
I used to look at the dude with the Blockbuster tag on. You know what's weird? When someone wears a uniform, they immediately, it confers some kind of expertise. Mm-hmm. And I would look at the guy and I would go, is this movie going to be worth my time? And I had this feeling that he knew because he was wearing the striped shirt that said Blockbuster.
Well, you'd also be working from history, because if you asked the gentleman and he was correct one time, then you would trust him forever.
That's right. He would build up a reputation.
That's right.
Just like Steve Slayton with the Beatles.
Exactly.
Dude's there 8 hours a day. That's four movies a day. So he's seen just about everything. He just sits there and pops them in all day long.
Yeah. Plus, I miss that they used to have giant candy and popcorn that I could buy as I was walking out.
Yeah.
My Kindle doesn't do that.
We're running out of slack jobs for our youth.
That's the problem.
Yeah, I mean, there's really no...
What are the slackers going
to
do?
Yeah, they're running low on things to do.
That's not youth anymore. Slack jobs are now being occupied by mostly college graduates.
And senior citizens, yeah. Don't forget us.
Yeah. Well, a former Blockbuster employee got a hold of that yesterday and shared it with dozens of other former Blockbuster employees. They actually liked it, but I felt sorry for it because he goes, the best times of my life were spent, you know, in that video store. I mean, that would have been...
You better get out and live it up a little bit more.
That would have been really cool.
Do you know what this has instantly done, by the way, and it's extremely ironic? It means that any movie that has a video store in it is now dated, like the covered wagon westerns.
Yeah.
Think about it. How many movies involve someone going into a video store asking for advice or being in a video store? There's a few good flicks, good comedy flicks.
My favorite video store moments are in the movie Clerks. Remember, this quick stop is next to the video rental store, and he's the expert.
Ugh, we're going to have to start explaining this all to a new generation.
That's right.
No, we used to have to go in there, and that's where all the videos were, and you would walk around and pick out what you wanted. Yes, you'd walk.
Now, it'll just be part of a period piece. If you do a movie about the 80s or 90s, you're going to have to stick a video store in there.
There she goes. Look at her go. She's trying. That's what he's doing. He's shopping for a woman. Did you see the movie? There's a movie I just watched yesterday called This Means War. And this guy he's cruising the video store for women. He's, look at her. She's going to name my babies by morning. That's not going to be good.
This doesn't work.
Actually, I loved where you were going.
Okay.
It seemed very, very weird.
That movie, This Means War, is Reese Witherspoon and Captain Kirk.
Chris Pine.
Right. And an even better looking guy, which I couldn't believe.
And what was
found.
This Means War over? What they were?
Two secret agents accidentally fall in love with the same girl. And it was, Melissa thought it was redonkulously stupid. I thought it was cuter than hell because they're all beautiful. All three of the people are beautiful. But these two guys are trying to outdo each other for her affection, and they're spying on each other, like with high-tech CIA, FBI help. They're surveilling their dates. He's hit him in the neck with a bullet.
When was this out?
A year and a half ago?
Four.
Was that long ago? Maybe a couple years?
Three, 4 years ago.
Okay, yeah.
This means war.
But he's cruising the video store for chicks, and Reese Witherspoon totally busts him on his technique of scoping the video stores out. I never thought of a video store as a pickup joint.
Well, I never thought about anything, you know, in the last 30 years as a pickup joint. But the video store seems like as good a place as any. I mean, if I was single, every place would be a pickup joint.
It's like
wherever I was would be a pickup joint.
Much better place to strike up a conversation than just about any other public venue.
Sure.
I mean, people talk about meeting people in the grocery store, but
right. You
can sit there and talk about, well, what do you think
you
of that?
You can talk about what's on the shelf in front of you.
Right.
Whereas if you're in the grocery store, it's like,
What do you think? Is Orville Redenbacher really worth the premium price you have to pay?
Right, right. I mean, you can.
Unpopped kernels. What do you think about unpopped kernels?
Yeah. You can pull it off. But
that's
much...
how you pick someone up in a grocery store, right? Yeah. You look at the food in front of you and you ask a question about it and
Man,
see if they're willing to talk.
I can't wait to see that right on your ass. Look at that.
Oh, it's super easy to pick up a woman in a grocery store.
Is it? Okay.
If you're not trying in the vegetable and fruit area, then you're in the wrong spot. You got to be in the vegetable and fruit area.
Why?
Because that A, that's where all the healthy broads are, and B, that's
where you pick up healthy broads.
Yeah. That's where you're going to look cute.
You know, that was in the movie Species. She had a knack for picking up healthy guys.
Right.
That would be just
right.
great for her.
And then killing them. But
I like Animal House. Mine's bigger.
Right.
And women in grocery aisles, yeah.
If you are pretending that you want to get on a healthy new diet and you're like, do I cook parsnips? What do I do with this? Like asking cute questions, it'd be a no-brainer.
Ah, yeah. That sounds good.
You'd get invited
Plus,
over
Plus, that
for
way
a
you
salad.
Get a woman who wants to fix you,
yeah.
which is every woman.
No, you want to fix yourself.
Right.
Yeah, but yeah, that's a lie.
Right.
We have to get to know you before we decide what's so terrible about you.
Yeah, well, it won't take long.
I talk to women a lot in the produce section, and I'm not trying to pick them up. It just happens to be natural.
You talk to women a lot in the produce section
natural
now?
Natural conversation comes along, yeah.
Really? At your age?
Well, we're interested in
women
the same,
of all ages?
In fact,
do you mumble or do you actually speak out forthright?
No, I speak outright. The last woman was quite aged, actually, that I spoke with, and it was about a pretty serious thing. Watermelons. This is a nice, older, I would say.
Older than you?
Yeah, like 80, 70, 80. I mean,
old.
Just
like,
about the same age as you.
Yeah. Chinese lady or thereabouts.
You hit on an 80-year-old Chinese lady in the grocery store. For anyone who's just tuning in.
He threw a watermelon at her.
I didn't throw a watermelon at her.
Don Joe was telling us he hits on women at all the time in the grocery store.
No, we're looking at this big thing of melons. This was
looking at melons with this woman, and what do you point him out, and you say what?
Well, I say...
Are you supposed to squeeze these melons?
No, I said, I'm thunking one, and I said, I wonder if this one's ripe. I'm thunking on it, and she goes, you don't thunk. You spank.
She picked up a melon, and she started...
I know this joke. Yeah. Lady goes into a produce aisle. I know this one. Do you think I came in for a pianist? No, that's not it.
No, this lady, so she picks up a big Hermiston watermelon, starts spanking it, you know, because I guess you can tell if it's solid or not, and she spanks it a couple times, and she kind of sticks it up to her ear, and she says, "Yeah, this is a good one." And I took it home, and sure enough, I mean
50 Shades of Melon.
They might have all been good, but she had a system,
like a baby's bottom.
Yeah, and it was not thunking, because I always thunk, but she grabbed that thing, bow.
Yeah, nice.
I've talked grapes, you know.
You hit on young women too, or just the old broads?
I don't hit on them. We share our knowledge.
It's safe space to discuss. Yeah. That's the spot if you were looking to pick up a broad.
Chilean grapes. Do you go red or green? They're
exactly.
both sitting there. They're both the same price.
So the video store is gone now. Did you notice that?
I did. And, you know, point of correction, there's always going to be a critic in everything you do. And Blockbuster, I guess, came along in 84. We said we've had our membership since 1982. So Blockbuster was
the formed. Song is wrong.
Right, the song is wrong.
Who wrote that lyric?
Somebody. Both Mike and I both came up. He came up with that one first.
But how did you come up with 1982?
That's what the song says. The original song says 82, so we left it in.
It felt about right to me because
I didn't think we'd have to get
you didn't fact check.
No. Well, my mom bought a Betamax in like 75, and we were rich.
I love that defunct Blockbuster people are coming up and saying, hey.
I can't believe you guys took such liberty with the factual accuracy of your songs.
Right.
That's why I don't listen to your show for more than 4 hours a day.
Because
you guys are an embarrassment.
You were starting to be able to record your stuff in the late 70s.
Oh, right? Cha-Cha says the first Blockbuster opened in Dallas, Texas in 1985.
Ooh, okay. Well, formed and incorporated in 84.
Dude, this gives them something to do.
Whatever. Really?
It's okay.
Anyway, the rest of it's pretty factual, I think.
It's not that factual. It's just fun. And what killed Blockbuster?
Apparently an 80-year-old Chinese woman who kept spanking it.
That's what happened.
Spanked it so hard.
Convenience. Having it all come to your house through the pipe. By
Netflix had a lot to do with it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Netflix
ordering movies on your DVR.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Netflix through your mailbox originally and now right through your...
But the death knell was really fast... viewing devices like your iPad, like your Kindle, these devices where you could get entire seasons of things and just start watching them.
Broadband fast enough to do video for you, to stream video into your house. Mm.
The video store. RIP 2013. Still a few left. We're rooting for you guys. 623. On the show today, we have an Iranian embassy in Beirut being bombed this morning. Big, major story. We have the obligatory What's Up with Mayor Rob Ford segment that will run 90 minutes. He belly bumped and knocked over a woman during a hearing yesterday that you'd have to see the video, which I'm sure you will if you unless you're visually impaired. But and it looks, it was totally an accident. He was running down to try and accost someone else. So right. It's not her he was after.
And to those of you who are visually impaired this morning, I'd like to say, good morning.
Good morning. Also, Dick Cheney, his daughters are publicly feuding about gay marriage today. Is it one of his daughters gay?
Yes.
Are both of them gay?
No. The other one's running for Senate in Wyoming.
On the I Hate Gay tickets.
And she came out.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, yeah.
So, you can't have that in your family.
Right.
Not around Thanksgiving.
No. So
I'm going to give that guy a heart attack.
So the gay Cheney and her wife, you know, put on their Facebook. It's like, well, that's funny. You don't seem to mind our
us
kids.
Being gay.
And, yeah. Yeah right. And, you know, it's... you're on the wrong side of history, and they're really just going like families can do on their Facebook pages.
By the way, going I love back that expression, the wrong side of history. As if we're all supposed to agree with whatever eventually the lemmings all decide. You know, even when the lemmings are making a good decision, right?
Yeah.
Should we all agree? Being on the wrong side of history assumes that we're all supposed to agree on what's right.
Well,
right?
Yes, it does. And being on the wrong side of history means history will play out the correct path for us. And history will dictate. Like, for example, slavery was not a good idea.
But depending on where you, it's just like a stock portfolio. Depending upon where you deposit yourself in a timeline, the right side of history was slavery for a long time.
But
so if you followed the I have to be on the right side of history theory, you would be wrong not to be for slavery. You see what I'm saying?
No. Well,
progress moves us forward.
Right.
We don't look back.
Right. Well, sometimes progress moves us backward because slavery was progress when you had this new land. How do we till the soil? Right. How do we make enough cotton? Let's get some slaves. Hey, I don't want slaves. You're going to be on the wrong side of history.
You're telling you, you're going to be shouting a lot of
you
money.
You see what I'm saying?
Oh, Daryl.
It's all about
run this plantation. You're going to be on the wrong side of history.
History has a tendency of repeating itself. And going in cycles. Well, there may be a time when slavery is in again. Do I want to be on the right side of history?
Oh,
then?
Like bell bottoms, and overalls.
Exactly. Everything comes back.
Uh-huh. Well, look at it.
Oh, my God.
Like skorts.
Hey, you don't believe everything comes back?
Not slavery.
I'm so praying for you. I'm on your side.
Look at it this way. 150 years ago today, President Abraham Lincoln gave the Gettysburg Address. 150 years
the
ago.
The Gettysburg Address?
The Gettysburg Address. To the day.
He was on the wrong side
ago.
Of history.
Well, somebody was, because you know there's always going to be people who love what a president says, and there's always got to be a naysayer. And there's some guy out there who goes, that was a lame speech. And
what was the Gettysburg Address about? Spike will give it to us now. Hold on. Get some fife and drum music for Spike.
The Gettysburg Address?
Yeah, just do it.
447 years ago, our fathers brought forth this continent of the nation, conceived liberty. Now we stand on this battlefield.
Just slower. Even Lincoln couldn't have done it that fast.
I don't know if I can dictate it verbatim.
Just pull it up on the internet and fake it like any caller to
a
contest.
I don't do that.
You know a lot of it, though.
I know a lot of the Gettysburg Address. I know it's 244 words, one of the shortest speeches ever delivered.
What was
the
point?
Impactful. The point was that the Battle of Gettysburg had just transpired, and Lincoln wrote the Gettysburg Address on the back of an envelope on a train on the way to the battlefield to desecrate. Anyway, he was going to dedicate the land as a national monument cemetery for those fallen at Gettysburg. We now stand on the battle scene of this.
And was this the end of the Civil War?
No, this was like 63.
63. Yeah. So what was his point?
The point was that we are at the crossroads to see if a neighborhood conceived in liberty, by the people, for the people, shall not perish.
To see if the United States would survive.
Let me bring it up, because doing it justice, and I apologize. I shouldn't.
That's okay.
No, that's nice that he went out there for that.
And even being a person from the South, you got to say that was some of the greatest stuff ever said by a president in history. But on that day, I'm sure there was a newspaper guy who says, you know, President
Lincoln falls on his beard again.
Yeah, Lincoln tries to make war a political statement.
Politicizes battle.
You know, there's somebody on the wrong side of history on that day. You go back to the Civil Rights Movement, there's a lot of people on the wrong side of history. I remember living in Alabama when Lester Maddox, then the lieutenant governor of Alabama, said, if black people want to come into my restaurant, I'll chase them out with an axe handle. I remember George Wallace, you know, standing up there and having the federal, you know, the National Guard come in and remove him because he would not let, you know, a black student into the University of Alabama. Those people were on the wrong side of history.
The wrong side of history.
Yes. And now Liz Cheney, according to her sister Mary,
is on the wrong side of history. Yes. What did she say?
The actual Facebook quotes.
I got the clip of Liz Cheney first saying, talking about marriage.
I also don't support amending the Constitution on this issue. I do believe it's an issue that's got to be left up to the states. I do believe in the traditional definition of marriage.
Your sister Mary, who is married to a woman, put out this post. She said, for the record, I love my sister, you, but she is dead wrong on the issue of marriage.
Yeah, and I love Mary very much. I love her family very much. This is just an issue on which we disagree.
But...
you know,
you're
who
on the wrong
she
side
is
of history.
And loves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who she is and loves. We disagree on that issue.
Yeah. Mm.
And it was Mary's wife who did the she's on the wrong side of history bit. And then Mary chimed back in. I couldn't have said it better myself. You know, this is a personal thing. It's not just disagreeing on an issue. It's like you're slamming my lifestyle.
I think marijuana should be illegal. Am I on the wrong side of history?
If you think marriage should be illegal?
Marijuana.
Oh, marijuana.
It's like marriage, only it has a juana at the end of it.
You had me going for a second there.
If I think marijuana should be between a cop and a person they're busting, if I think it should be illegal because I'm too worried about the effects on society, am I on the wrong side of history? Today.
Yes,
today,
you are.
Today. Yep. 10 years ago?
No, you would have
on the right
been
side
with
of history.
The gang.
How
that's
can you thing. Be on both the wrong and the right side of history?
That's the thing. It doesn't. Being on the right side of history doesn't evolve. Being on the right side of history gives you the benefit of time proving something to be true or not, and you take a position. And then, as time bears this out to be true, you'll find out what side you were on.
But how do you know?
You don't.
Because the masses swell the judgment. Every one of these is like, you can picture it like a metaphor, like the ocean rising up to cause the change. You know what I'm saying? I don't mean to get all cheesy on you, but you don't have to agree with it. But when over 52% of people do think so, then you will go with it if you want to live in this country and obey by its rules.
Right, because you have to become a part of society.
Right, so it's the swell.
I get that.
So you put everything
what if the masses are wrong?
Sometimes they are.
And by the way, I don't mean to just pick issues that you care about. I could pick almost any issue.
I'll give you one. Say you want to put everything you owned into typewriter ribbon. Your whole family fortune, your kids' college funds, you're going to invest in typewriter ribbon. You're going to be on the wrong side of history on that one.
Yeah, buggy whips. All right, that's products.
A lot of times.
But I'm talking about ideas. Ideas are more interesting because I have this theory that it seems to be playing out that there are different kinds of people, and there will always be different kinds of people. There are some issues that will always be 48 to 52, 49 to 51, or 50-50.
Right.
And I always wonder why 50% of the people always feel this way, 50% of the people always feel that way. And I'm not sure that whichever one is winning out will ever necessarily stay that way.
Well, then let's stick with marijuana, because I don't think that people take that one as personally as other ones. So let's say you're against it. Let's say that you're like, I don't do drugs, and I never want anyone to do drugs, and I will forever vote against marijuana being legal. Well, we're two out of...
You just put a big lot of words in my mouth,
I know.
And I'm not hungry enough. I don't have the word munchies.
I'm not even talking about you. So let's say that you're just vehemently against it, but one by one, the states are going to drop. So
eventually all the states will legalize
it. You better get out there, pick yourself up, the best of the Grateful Dead, and just learn to love your neighbor.
Yeah.
Because what's the point of being stuck in your muck when everybody else is just falling in line? You're just going to have to learn
I agree that being on the losing side of history brings a challenge, and acceptance is, of course, a huge philosophy that I have. And if you don't believe in acceptance, you're on the wrong side of the universe.
And humanity.
And everything else. Yeah.
I think there is a big difference. I don't think saying that you think marijuana should remain a crime puts you on the wrong side of history. I don't think the prohibitionists were on the wrong side of history. They were on the losing side of history. Eventually, public sentiment won out, but they weren't depriving people of their rights. I mean, we're talking...
But history is always defined as from where I see it right now. In other words, you always say now. You can't jump ahead to the year 2200. And maybe alcohol will be illegal again.
Texter, who obviously has been listening for a long time, says, great, now Bob's going to say on the wrong side of history for the rest of the week.
Yeah. Just a fascinating phrase. It's one of those like slaps in the face you give to someone to say, I'm right and you're wrong.
Mm-hmm. A lot of times the majority is on the wrong side of history. I mean, you look in Germany. Now, there are some really probably nice German people back in the 40s that...
Who thought the Nazi party was a real pain in the ass and going to get us into trouble someday.
Right, right. And they were on the right side of history, and they were not necessarily the ruling class and the majority. Right.
So if... our system, democracy, freedom, if we ultimately cause global warming that destroys the planet, weren't we the wrong side of history?
Well, this is not a conscious decision.
On the day the planet is being swallowed up by mega space storms, will I be able to stand there and say, you were on the wrong side of history?
I tried to tell you.
Once again, that is a slow erosion of our environment. It's not a moral decision that's being made by, you know, a human rights. I'm looking at these decisions as human rights decisions. When you look at equal rights for gay people, for black people, for
what about for Mother Earth?
Well, yes, but nobody is consciously going, I want to just
people
go
are
out.
Trying to make money, and they are causing global warming, and the Philippines just paid the price for it, some people would tell you.
Global warming deniers, you could say, may end up on the wrong side of history.
Mm-hmm.
Right. There's no question that there will be people that are wrong about that, but I don't think anybody is going out to say, I really want to try to spur this global warming thing along. I think that's the way to go.
They'll be surprised they were on the wrong side of history.
Yeah.
6:35. Today, Toronto Mayor Ford is going to be on with Matt Lauer, is that right? Or is he already on?
It's the Good Times Report. It's Rob Ford and his brother spoke with Matt Lauer for the Good Times Report about what's going on with Mayor Rob Ford of Toronto today. Here's Rob Ford telling Matt Lauer that, no, he's not a crack addict.
When the questions began to circulate around you, Mr. Mayor, and people started to ask you about the use of crack cocaine, you played a game of semantics. They asked you, were you a crack addict, according to you, and you said, no,
I'm not. And they said, do you use crack cocaine? No, I don't use crack cocaine. No. Have I tried crack cocaine? Yes, I've tried crack.
That's a game of semantics. And the best excuse I heard you give for using that crack cocaine was I was in a drunken stupor. And I'm wondering, is that supposed to make anybody feel better?
No, not at all. But show me the video, even according.
What does the video matter?
Because I want to see it, because according, I can't even barely remember it. I was very, very inebriated.
I love this.
I love it.
But I was very inebriated.
And his brother, the Toronto City Councilman, was there too to talk about Rob's issues.
Have you ever been worried about him?
Yeah, his weight issues, when he goes on when he goes on a, if you want to call it, a binge drinking, and I hear about it, yeah, it's concerning. Do I know on a personal side? Has Rob been 100% honest? No, he hasn't.
And as they move forward to strip him of whatever mayoral duties he has left, which is what they're doing today, Matt Lauer asks the mayor what would happen if a disaster struck Toronto and he was too wasted to figure it out.
Your brother brings up something interesting, Mr. Mayor, because he says you go out on a weekend and you maybe go on a little binge every once in a while.
Not every weekend.
Not every weekend.
I said every once in a while.
Let's retract that.
Let's say you go on one of those binges and the phone rings in your office at 3 a.m. on a Saturday night and something terrible's happened in the city of Toronto. Terrorist attack, some other kind of disaster. Are you equipped?
I'm very
Will you be capable and stable enough to handle it?
I'm very fortunate that hasn't happened. It's very few isolated incidents that it's happened. You're absolutely right. I'm very fortunate that hasn't happened. But that could happen with anybody at any time. Say you were gone out drinking or you were drunk, and say something happened to your family. Hold on.
The lives of a million people aren't resting on my decisions.
Hold on. Say
Matt Lauer just admitted to being a drunk,
by the way. Accident, you're plastered out of your mind at 3 in the morning. Are you going to be able to handle that?
Yeah, I would take personal responsibility for my family. You've right. got mm-hmm. taxpayers and residents of this city depending on you.
And I take personal responsibility for them, too.
You're face down drunk with a crack rock in your pocket at a teriyaki right. joint, and there's right. a terrorist attack on
right.
Toronto.
What? Right. Matt Lauer, you hired Ann Curry, right? Now, are you a habitual bad decision maker? No. You had one bad hiring Ann Curry. That doesn't make you addicted to hiring people like Ann Curry. No. It's the one time.
Actually, Matt Lauer admitted that firing Ann Curry was a huge mistake, and it was. But before we get off topic, Rob Ford says, oh, don't worry. He'll be back.
I'm dealing with healthcare professionals on a number of issues, and I just leave it at that. Talk is cheap. Come back in 5 months, and if you don't see a difference, and you can say, Rob, I don't believe you. Go take a drug test or a urine test or an alcohol test. No problem.
No problem.
I don't know. If you're against him, I think you're going to be on the wrong side of history. I think he's coming back.
And scene.
What if he comes back and he's lost 50 pounds and he's like a changed man and he's completely reformed and he's... you know, a great leader, and he becomes the Prime Minister of Canada.
Then no one will care about him or talk about him ever again.
Right. He'll quietly do
his job. Oh, I don't think so. Once you've done this,
he will
you can't take it away.
Always be Mayor yeah. McRock.
Yeah, no. Once he's the vegan, healthy mayor, nobody will care anymore.
Thank you, Jody.
Yes.
The Word of the Day winner is on line 6. John and Kent, hello.
Hello, Bob. How you guys doing?
Good. What are you up to?
I'm going to go have teriyaki for lunch today, downtown Seattle.
You are? Oh, my God. That sounds terrific.
Teriyaki was the word.
Sounds so good.
And, John, you've won yourself a pair of tickets to The Tenors, the perfect gift holiday tour at the Paramount Theater Tuesday, December 3rd at 8 p.m.
Cool. Thanks a lot, guys.
All right. Enjoy. Thank you, sir.
There's one more note for the Rob Ford corner before we disperse. What you were talking about was the meeting in which they were stripping him of his duties and somebody was yelling at him, heckling him from like a balcony. So Rob Ford makes one of those movements like he's going to come out there and get him. And as he was coming out there to get him, he fully ran over a female city council member and knocked her to the ground. This is
by ran over, you mean plowed into her
plowed
physically.
Plowed into her, yeah. Mm-hmm. This is what that sounded like.
So we've got some angry exchanges going on.
Oh, watch this. The mayor is
the meeting
running.
Was
he's running.
Going on. The mayor
oh my God.
Sort of,
he's attacked somebody.
Here.
The mayor has. That is Councillor Pam McConnelly. Another.
He didn't
counselor.
Attack her. He just bowled her over by accident.
At her and grabbed her.
You know, Carol, you had another vantage point. I was actually seeing the mayor's brother, Councillor Doug Ford, who was angrily
well, wait a minute. Just hang on a second. Let's just listen in because we really need to interpret what we just saw there.
Yes, the world will be interpreting this for days. Let's
McConnell,
let's
who
not
you mentioned.
Lose it.
Go ahead.
Hang on. Let's just watch for a second.
Exactly. She's doing a play-by-play when she's doing that.
So what he did is he started running towards somebody because
yes.
he was mad.
Right.
And he plowed over this woman.
Poor Pamela McConnelly.
And Pamela actually looked like she would make a great wife for him. She had this silver hair. She was sort of rotund herself. And they were like two bowling balls meeting at the end of a lane. She goes over, and he actually was a gentleman. He pirouetted and caught her and lifted her up. I thought that was actually the part they left out.
Yes, it's gentlemanly to pick up the woman that you knock over.
It is.
Chivalry's not dead in Canada.
Yeah. Did she speak?
I haven't heard anything from her yet.
I breathe.
Is that why you knocked
the
wind
out of her?
She has
her jaw wired shut after a horrible accident.
It's interesting. There are so many Rob Fords per square mile on the planet Earth, that if you guys decide this is a story you like to laugh about every day, the media machine will just keep feeding you these guys.
Hooray!
Are you sure? Are you sure you want it?
Hooray! Please bring me more.
Few have made it to such an esteemed position as him. I mean, he's risen pretty far, and I love the fact that he reserves the right to binge again all the way. I mean, he never once has he said, I'm done. It's like, I might have a binge, you know.
You like that because that's you too, well, right? I just, you know, you aren't drinking right now, but you've always reserved the right to binge again.
Well, it's funny. I'm not drinking, and I'm actually have a little bit of a conflict of interest on that coming up.
Because?
Because I'm going to Las Vegas as a non-drinker. Now, if the drinks are free...
Are we going
to
hear about it if you drink it?
Well, if the drinks are free, does that count? I mean, part of the reason I don't drink is for the economics and the, you know, the...
Well, let me ask this. Air is free. Are you breathing?
Yes.
Does it count?
Well, yeah, but it's always
free. How is that different from drinking?
Well, the drinking, that's not usually always free.
Air isn't always free. If you get on an airliner...
Still
and
free.
You have to pay to get up in the sky where there's no air. You're paying for the air up there.
Well, the quality of the air goes way down on an airliner. But yeah, if I were to drink, you would hear about it. But I don't plan on drinking, to be honest
with
you.
You're going to go to Vegas without drinking?
Yeah.
I think it still counts if it's free.
It still
like
does.
If you made a vow to not drink, you're not drinking.
Well, I didn't make a vow.
I think it's
vow.
Totally up to you. I think we each make our own individual rules,
yeah.
And we get to tell people whatever
Boy,
we want to tell them.
I'm trying to picture being in Vegas without drinking, and I'm just getting like a blurry screen, you know, when you hit the TV and it's just the snow.
Right. That's why.
I can't imagine.
It is hard to quantify.
Yeah.
It's hard for me.
Joe, you can tell us anything you want. It's all between you and yourself. Doesn't matter what anyone else thinks.
Well, yeah, I'll tell you whatever I decide to...
Make up whatever crap you think we'll believe.
Well, no, I won't we'll make anything
up. All right, tell us the absolute truth if it's true.
I will. When I'm not... I haven't
or
gone
anything
yet.
In between, any way you can parse it.
I'm just going to you know, gamble like crazy. I'm not going to drink. I mean, I just the healthy stuff for me.
Mm. Gambling is healthy for you.
You bet.
So you're going to go to Las Vegas, and you're not in recovery, and you have no real reason not to drink other than calories and cash, but you still may not drink.
Right.
Okay.
I won't drink, probably.
Are there...
I guess that's the
same
as
me. Are there bookies taking odds on you drinking?
Not as far as I know.
What's the over-under on drinks you'll have? That's nice.
I think I will do more winning with less drinking.
Is that what you think?
Probably.
You can outsmart mathematicians in Las Vegas?
Well... Drinking can help in some ways because people might perceive that you are not quite as there. You know, sometimes drinking can be a good distraction for your opponent. So I will lose that, but you keep your wits about you a little better when you don't drink.
When you go to Las Vegas, you have opponents, you play poker?
Yeah, poker tournaments is what I'm...
You jump into poker tournaments in Vegas?
I'm going to focus on it this time. Well, I have never done it a lot.
What's the most you've ever come home with?
Well, here in Washington, I won,
I'm talking about from Vegas, but that's all right.
In Vegas, I haven't played in many poker tournaments.
Oh.
I've just played some poker. I've played very few poker
But
tournaments.
You've won a tournament here in Washington.
I came in 10th in one. $4,000 I won. $100,000 was the first prize.
Nice.
$4,000.
Yeah. I won one in New Orleans. I won a trip to New Orleans. Right. Spike and I took a couple years ago. So I've won tournaments. I mean, I don't play very often, but I think I've played well enough that I should play more.
It's time for you to get in there.
Yeah, I think so.
Make your mark on the world.
And without drinking, I might be dangerous.
Anyone who plays against you? On the wrong side of history.
Wrong side of history.
I agree. I think so.
Yeah, that's not going to get old.
I think going to be on the wrong side of history on that.
Actually.
Yeah.
Imagine Rob Ford.
Now you're on the wrong side of history.
Imagine a guy like Rob Ford in Vegas. I mean, that town was built for guys like that.
Yeah.
He would have loved that town.
Yeah. All right. That's Rob Ford today speaking out about, you know what? I got to hand it to him. Debating Matt Lauer, I think he had Matt Lauer on the ropes. Matt kept, you know, giving him gotcha questions, and he kept giving me, no, you didn't. And Matt really didn't have anything to say about it. He was like, Matt, what if you had a drink? What if any of us make a decision, and it's a bad timing of the decision?
Well, although Matt did say, you've got millions of taxpayers counting on you to make the right call. I've got my family counting on me.
Yeah, he's got millions of viewers, calling. Too. I mean, Matt is, if Matt wants to try and say he's unimportant, I'm not buying that either.
I love this guy. And this is why it's hard to interview him, too, because you want to ask him a question that's going to be a gotcha question, but you can't get someone
that's
who's
right.
got all their stuff out. You know, and if he's being open, then it's not any fun.
Rob Ford, yeah. Like I said, if you media people like this guy,
There is an endless supply of people, I think, in public office, just like him.
Huh.
We had one crack-smoking mayor in Washington, D.C., who even got reelected after the crack. And Rob Ford, don't you believe he doesn't know that? He's got Wikipedia, Rob Ford.
Type up crack mayor, I'd come in second. See that right there behind
That's
the
right.
great Marion Barry, the icon of crack mayors.
You think, I guess sometimes people that lead a really public life like those guys need a pretty funky private life, or at least a lot of them wind up with that. Maybe it's to kind of balance it out or something.
Yeah, or maybe just, you know, human beings just generally are kind of flawed. And you put a lot of pressure on somebody, and then a lot of us drink to take the pressure off. And once you start drinking, some people don't know when to stop. Right. Some people can say, oh, I've had three drinks, and I have a council hearing tomorrow that I'm going to need to be sharp for. And they have that decision-making ability. But I know I didn't have that. A lot of people don't have that decision-making ability. They just go, once they're in a thing, they lose their free will to stop. You ever been like that?
Well, I've drank more than I should, most certainly. And that's when, you know, your decisions are not clear to stop. And that's
But you know the feeling of not being able to stop, even though you kind of know you should?
Not the feeling of not being able, but not wanting to, and then not doing so. I know the feeling of waking up the next day going, man, I should have stopped. I know that feeling pretty well.
But you don't know the feeling of being in the middle of it and going,
no, nobody.
I should be stopping
and
now.
And the brakes.
Nobody knows that feeling.
Oh, I do.
Oh, do you?
Oh,
okay,
yeah.
Well, maybe I never did, and that was probably
way
part
back
of the
in the 70s. And remember John Belushi? And
sure.
I would be like at an event, you know, limo and a radio station and a thing, and there would be things and stuff. I'm not going to say anything specific.
Uh-huh.
Stuff and things.
And,
uh-huh.
and I would
and
be
stuff.
Like, I would be like, as I was, you know, uh-huh. leaning in to do whatever people like that do,
uh-huh.
I would say, my, this is ridiculous.
This is a bad idea.
You should stop right now.
This is the one that's one too many. This one
that's
right.
right.
Here.
This you ever
one.
Say that to yourself?
Oh, yeah.
This
yeah.
is the brain buster.
Did you ever black out, you know, have so much that you did and said things that you have no recollection of?
Yes, but here's the thing about blackouts. People ask you to remember them, and it's kind
right.
of funny when they do.
It's you like, have to ask
Did
other...
you ever black out? Well, yes, there were 17 of them. No, the thing is that I know I did because there were one or two times. Where I went, really? And I had no recollection. And it frightened me. But if there were one or two, who knows how many there were?
Well, the reason why I ask is because this happened to me yesterday for the first time.
Drinking?
No, not drinking. I had a medical procedure, and I was given this drug. And apparently I had complete conversations with people and got from the medical clinic home, and I have no recollection of any of it.
You got roofied, bro.
Of driving home? Did you drive?
Hold on. Back up. What was your procedure?
I had a colonoscopy.
Oh, well, that's propranolol. That's the Michael Jackson sleep aid.
Right.
Yeah, that's...
Well, it was Versed is actually what it
Versed
was.
Versed is very similar?
Yeah, well, they call it milk of amnesia, and apparently it's very well named.
Yeah, it's awesome. Yes, well...
Yeah, it's awesome. You really do have a
well,
problem.
You know what? I don't have to go back to the 70s. I just have to get old.
Oh, boy.
That is one of those drugs... And I'm not sure of that specific brand name, but that's one of those things people talk about when they have a colonoscopy, that they are actually awake during the procedure, but you will remember absolutely nothing.
Well, the strange thing is they let me go home with Monique. Thank goodness it was her instead of somebody who wanted me to go to an ATM and do stuff. But I guess I was having full conversations that lasted 15 minutes before they even let me into the car.
And you still weren't really awake.
No.
Wow. I've never heard of that.
That happened to me when I got my wisdom teeth pulled.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Apparently there's some video out there that my friend is threatening me with forever. It's good times.
Wondering about Eric. Any good YouTubeable stuff come out of that?
Well, I know that Monique has an iPhone, but I don't think she took any movies of me. At least I hope not.
So that weirded you out a little bit.
Very much so. Mm. Yeah, that's why I wonder about this whole drinking and drugging thing, because how can you... It just seems like you've lost all control and anything could happen.
Right. You could end up in an alley with four fellas smoking rock cocaine. You never
As
know.
As the mayor.
Hey, what do I know?
It's all true. Wow.
I love that guy.
You're a little early for colonoscopies.
Well, remember we had that word of the day a while back, proctomyalgia?
Yeah.
That's
yeah, they wanted to make sure that I was okay.
Plus, there was a Groupon. Who can pass up a bargain?
Did you get a colonoscopy Groupon?
Yeah, I wish.
So you had it earlier at a younger age just because, just electively?
Yeah, well, yeah, because I was having, you know, pretty bad.
Come on.
Yeah, it
was you, Mr. Perfect.
I know.
Eats everything perfectly.
I know. And yet my grandfather died of colon cancer. So
wonder. Well, then then it's smart of you to take extra precautions.
Yeah. Yeah.
What age was he when that happened to him?
Let's see. He died when he was, I want to say, 54.
54.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
By the way, texters are chiming in with some information. Versed and propofol are not the same. Eric had conscious sedation, and that is totally normal.
That is totally normal for you. It's not the same as propofol?
Texter says no.
Okay.
And spelled everything correctly, so I assume it's a nurse.
Oh, it's got to be a nurse. Thank you, nurse, whoever you are.
Or it's a maniac out back at the dumpster behind the gap.
Reading off the bottles.
One or the other.
Did they ask you to count backwards from 100?
Maybe they did.
Okay.
But the last thing I remember asking, the doctor said, "How are you?" I said, "I'm fine. How are you?" And he started telling me about a project he'd been doing with his wife for 5 days. And that was the last thing that I can remember until I woke up in my own bed.
That's funny because that's the last thing I remember is a couple minutes ago we started talking about something and you said you were getting the...
and then I forgot everything in between.
Nothing else is what? It's gone. Yeah. It's blank. Gone. Now, who drove me here? Yeah.
It's funny how fragile we all are.
Seriously.
Really, in terms of, you know, we think we are in control, but you can forget anything you want to selectively forget, or sometimes drugs can do it to you. 854. The average American has how many vacation days?
Average? 10.
That is correct. Americans have the reputation for being lazy, but in spite of that, we only have 10 vacation days. And we feel less vacation deprived than another country that has 30 vacation days. Can you imagine having 30 vacation days? Now, that would be, if there's 5 days to a week, that'd be 6 weeks, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my dad, I mean, he was a cop, and I remember when I was a kid, he would have a month vacation. That's pretty common in Argentina.
That is very common in Argentina. I will tell you another country. It's a fully developed country where you will get 30 days vacation.
It's the Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
Support brought to you by Vision Quest Sport and Fitness.
Morning from the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center. We are seeing that heavy traffic northbound I-5 through Federal Way. It slows down before 320th, and it's going to stick with you all the way into the South Center Hill. Then I-5 northbound from Boeing Access Road up to the Convention Center is slow as well. Southbound I-5 still backed up from 526 all the way down towards Northgate at this point. Everett to Seattle taking you about 80 minutes at this point. Northbound 405 through the S-curve. Stop and go already.
Lickock here from Sports Radio KJR for Vision Quest Sport and Fitness, winner of Best of Western Washington for the third year in a row. I've been working out there and you can too for just $19 a month. Drop by one of their 10 convenient locations or go to visionquestsportandfitness.com to learn more.
Hey, Spike O'Neill here for Sleep Country USA. The Triple Choice sale is on now at Sleep Country. And you have three choices. Listen to this. Incredible savings, but you better hurry. 4 years interest-free financing with no money down on all new TempurChoice, the whole new TempurChoice collection with head-to-toe customization. Or choose to save hundreds of dollars on Beautyrest, Posturepedic, and Stearns & Foster mattress sets. Or take home your choice in $300 worth of free gifts at any Sleep Country USA store. There are over 80 stores in the Puget Sound area. And here's what I love about Sleep Country USA.
What?
Everything, first off, but they're employee-owned. Which means that no matter where you go or who you deal with, at a Sleep Country USA, you're dealing with the owner. So they have a vested interest in making sure you have the absolute best experience and get the absolute best price on the right bed for you. They've always got their 100-day price guarantee. If anybody puts your bed on sale for up to 100 days after you've bought it, they'll beat the sale price by 5% and refund you the difference. Sleep Country USA's Triple Choice sale on now. Why buy a mattress anywhere else?
Clipper Vacations can make your season bright with a holiday getaway to Victoria. Book today at clippervacations.com.
Hey, I'm meteorologist MJ McDermott from the Q13 Fox Weather Center. A few showers left this morning, a little breezy. This afternoon, partial clearing, and temperatures take a dive today. It was 55 at midnight. This afternoon, only the upper 40s.
This report brought to you by Overlake Medical Center. At Overlake, we think getting to a top cardiac center shouldn't involve 3 freeways and a toll bridge, which is why we opened a new cardiac and vascular center in Bellevue. Visit overlakehospital.org/cardiac to learn more. Overlake Medical Center, We think about you.
This holiday season, she'll be delighted with gifts from Fred Meyer Jewelers. Our helpful staff, amazing values, and exciting new collections make it easy to find the perfect gift. This week's special is a gorgeous 1/3 carat total weight diamond infinity pendant in white gold. It's just $299, so act fast. Visit us in-store or online at fredmeyerjewelers.com for free two-day shipping. Find gifts that delight this holiday season with Fred Meyer Jewelers.
Today on Entrepreneurities, we're speaking with Preston and Vicky.
It's Victoria.
Of course. And you're starting a wine store?
We call it Wine Snobs. Mm.
The name is ironic.
It's really quite a friendly place.
I see.
Very much like Total Wine and More.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so then it's a huge superstore like Total Wine.
It's a bit more compact. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Comparable selection?
Define comparable.
Well, Total Wine and More has 8,000 different wines.
Really? That many?
2,500 beers.
2,500?
3,000 spirits.
Spirits, too?
Yeah.
Our selection is more,
intimate?
Yes, exactly.
I see. How are your prices?
Prices? Mm-hmm.
Well, as you know, Total Wine and More has the lowest prices anywhere.
Wine Snobs is more about expertise.
Ah, so then you have trained wine consultants like Total Wine to help people choose the perfect wine for their taste and budget.
Preston has been to France.
Twice.
Really? Yeah, twice.
Total Wine and More, with stores in Bellevue, Tukwila, Linwood, and now open in Olympia.
With the back pain that keeps coming back, you might think it's from lifting too much of the gym or from a bad mattress or even your posture, but the truth is, it may not be anything you're doing at all. It could be me, ankylosing spondylitis. See, I'm not just any back pain. I'm a chronic autoimmune disease that inflames the spine and can eventually affect other joints. Does your back feel stiff when you first wake up? Does it hurt most when you're at rest? These are some signs you could be dealing with me. So stop ignoring your back pain. I could be a real possibility.
If you have persistent back pain, it's time you faced it. Visit asbackpain.com to take a free quiz that can help you find out if your symptoms point to an inflammatory condition like ankylosing spondylitis or AS. Then discuss your results with your doctor. Your back pain may not be your fault.
It could be me, ankylosing spondylitis.
Take the free quiz at asbackpain.com. This message is brought to you by AbbVie.
It's Macy's biggest one-day sale Wednesday with a preview day Tuesday. Get the lowest prices of the season on mattresses from Sealy, Serta, Beautyrest, Stearns & Foster, iComfort, and more. Get a Sealy Cushion Firm Queen Set for $247 or a Beautyrest Classic Firm Queen Set for $397. Shop our stores, go to Macy's.com, or call 1-800-MACY-BED. Macy's biggest one-day sale Wednesday with a preview day Tuesday. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
All right, I want to ask you something, but you have to promise not to laugh at me.
Okay, what?
Do you think the State Farm jingle really works?
Like, for real? Like, if you sing the jingle, will your agent actually appear and help you out?
Yeah,
of course it works. I saw it on the internet.
In reality, having your own State Farm agent means having a real person to help you when you need them. Visit statefarm.com to find your Seattle Tacoma area agent.
The Fred Meyer Black Friday Sale, November 29th from 5 a.m. to noon. Find Black Friday deals throughout the store. Don't miss your chance to find amazing prices on hundreds of items in one easy stop. Enjoy half-price savings on items like socks, tights, and sheer hosiery. Board games are buy one, get one free. Plus 20% off all video game software and accessories, movies, and music. Enjoy your Thanksgiving and save big in the morning at the Fred Meyer Black Friday Sale. What's on your list today?
Need extra cash? Bring your unneeded gold or silver, jewelry, diamonds, watches, and flatware to Porcello in Bellevue for instant cash. Tom Hutler here for Porcello Estate Buyers, the people I trust, specializing in estate jewelry for over 60 years. Porcello has offices throughout the country and worldwide buying power, so you get the most money for your items every time. Porcello will meet or beat any legitimate written offer, period. That's the Porcello promise. Porcello in Bellevue, just north of Nordstrom on Northeast 8th. Call 425-454-2300 or click PorcelloEstateBuyers.com. Porcello. Porcello. Porcello Jewelers.
Dragon speech recognition software allows you to become a better writer, work around disabilities, and generally be more productive, doing everything from creating documents to commanding your computer with just your voice. Buy Dragon at Amazon, Staples, Best Buy, or GetDragon.com.
Right now, book 2 weeks out and you'll save 25% anywhere Amtrak Cascades travels. Only available online. So plan your getaway at AmtrakCascades.com and travel midweek to find even more low-price tickets. Fares, routes, and schedules subject to change without notice. Restrictions apply.
Hey, folks, Spike O'Neill here for Good Feet. You know, I used to have a lot of foot pain, and it would affect everything I did. I couldn't work out like I wanted to. I couldn't play with my kid like I wanted to, because when your feet hurt, it affects everything you do. I went to a Good Feet store at Alderwood Mall, and that's on the perimeter near the Fat Burger store. There's a shop up at Alderwood. There's a store down by the South Center Parkway across from the Nordstrom Rack. I walked in without an appointment at Good Feet, because you don't need one. There's an arch support technician on site at every single store, and you're immediately measured. They find out how you walk. They find your balance points. And they come up with a solution for you right then and there that can help you end your foot pain. They have to send the support out to have it fitted and refitted and sent back a couple weeks later to see how close they got. They have over 25 styles and 300 sizes of arch supports on site. So immediately that day, you feel better. They can help you end your foot pain. And when they ended my foot pain, my whole life got a lot better. I play with my kid. I ride my bike. They're in my shoes. They just have the best arch supports in the world. Good Feet. Foot pain sucks, people. Walk through life with Good Feet.
This report brought to you by the merchants at SeaTac Airport Sports Page Pub, Alaska Lodge.
From the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center, a few things going on right now. It looks like an accident involving an overturned dump truck and a minivan blocking the ramp from westbound Highway 18 or to westbound Highway 18 from Issaquah Hobart Road. So watch out for pretty major delay there. Huge response at the moment. Southbound I-5 backed up from after 526 all the way into Shoreline, Everett to Seattle right now. Taking you about an hour and a half. We're also dealing with an incident on 167 southbound after 15th Street Northwest. Stalled vehicle there in the right lane.
Drink your way to your next flight at SeaTac Airport. Enjoy your favorite brew and earn an airline mile for every dollar you spend. Don't fly away without joining Merchant Miles Rewards. For more information, visit SeaTacShops.com and earn miles on the fly.